All right, Terrence Pop here with an actual live from the lair. That's live, you rat bastards. Welcome on board, you savages. All right, now, today's subject. I'm sure you've all heard the saying that your grandfather had to work, five times as hard for the woman that he had back then. And now you have to work five times as hard to get a woman who's 20 times as bad as the ones from the old school. All right. And we know we're in a bad time here when an infantry grunt has to make a video for women on how to girl. What is the world coming to? All right, now today we have Jimmy helping us out.
Pushing the buttons as always.
All right, give us a quick introduction. You run your own podcast called Waffle House, correct?
Yeah, I do my own thing, Jimmy's Waffle World. Talk about the stories that kind of get skipped over for a little bit, have a little bit of fun, play some Cards Against Humanity. That's always a good time. And been dipping my toes in doing some gaming streams too. So,
oh, really?
You can be playing some of my favorite games every now and then. And
which ones?
Right now we're playing a PlayStation 1 classic called Legend of the Dragoon.
Oh, okay. All right.
JRPG. So,
all right. Now, what days do you do your live stream on?
Saturday nights at 7, 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. All right. So, that'd be 10 o'clock Eastern.
All right, so we'll try to get you some people over there. And you can always count on me to show up there every once in a while. I don't have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now this stream is going to be shorter than the standard two-hour one. It's going to be like an hour, maybe an hour, 20 tops. And afterwards, we're going to have an after party. Anyone who wants to get involved, send an email to me. I'll forward it to Jim, and he can send you the StreamYard link to get in. I believe there can only be 9 people at a time.
I believe so.
Yeah, so we're limited. We need to come up with a better resource in regards to that. If you guys have any other ideas or you know of any other products out there that can make this easier, just let us know. We'll see what we can do. Because to be honest, I'm in this game to save lives. I don't make a lot of money doing this. And it's sad to say there's very little money and hope. But I'm sick and tired of burying you bastards. All right? All right, Jim, what's that first article we got?
Let's see this one. I'll bring it up here. Boom. The 13 types of modern women not worth your time.
All right, let's go down the list.
Let's see. 1, paid for being hot. You don't want to date anyone whose body is out there for everyone else to see, including OnlyFans, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. At first, dating one of these girls may be like an ego boost, but it's going to get old really quick with her constantly seeking approval. Eventually, you won't be good enough.
Correct. Well, there's that and the fact that men operate on dignity, honor, and self-respect. A man's respect is very important to him. And if he's seen having the town bicycle on his arm for a permanent kind of thing, it takes away from that. So a lot of the top tier guys are not going to deal with that very well. What's the next one?
And kind of going off of the YouTube and TikTok thing is influencers. The constant seeking of approval and likes and or wanting to be successful on a social media platform is a recipe for emotional disaster and could do a number on her psyche.
Well, we all know basically 1/3 of all the liberal women out there under the age of 32 are taking a head med. So this really is not going to make it much worse.
Not at all. No. And then, of course, our next one is everybody's favorite, the feminazis. Uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with equal rights and respect, but I don't want to always have to explain myself or watch everything I say. I don't want my words twisted and taken out of context either. There's nothing worse than being with someone who's always outraged.
Correct. And here's an important part here. Whenever a woman says, "What did you say?" or "What did you mean by that?" you are already in the fight. Your answer's just going to ring the opening bell. All right. You need to know that, gentlemen. Okay. All right. Next one.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm serious. Am I wrong? I've fought with enough women, and especially the Hispanic chicks. The "what did you mean by that" thing is always the prelude to a vicious fight.
Or this.
Yep. That's pretty much how it goes. What's the next one?
Bi-curious. If a girl is curious about being with another woman, you should go for it, but not to be with you. Some dudes may think the curiosity is hot, but don't believe the hype. Promiscuity is a slippery slope. Plus, you may never earn her trust ever again.
Okay. You want to know why it's a slippery slope? Because it's full of vaginal snot. Now, listen. If you get invited to a double scissor kicking situation, that's like a once in a lifetime kind of thing. That's on you if you want to partake. But in today's day and age, you might wind up with a bad case of duh. That's VD, and you're catching it because you're dumb. That's the duh part. I mean, come on.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Number 5, desluts. Not shaming anyone. So if someone wants to sleep with 1,275 dudes, I don't care. Do your thing. But I don't want dudes having anything to do with the sleut due to A, no trust, and B, STDs, as 1 million transmissions happen daily.
Yep.
Sure, you can abstain or use condoms, but condoms aren't 100% effective. Also, STDs can lay dormant in the body for a long time, and untreated STDs can permanently damage Big Al and the boys.
All right, now for you guys out there that don't understand this whole thing with the condom, you're like, "Oh, I'm safe if I wear a condom." All right, there's a thing called ring rot, meaning the actual insertion will be fine because it's protected. But if you go all the way in, there's a lot of unexposed stuff, and that could really ruin your day or your life or what have you. So you got to watch out for that too. And it's already, there's so many studies out there that when they go over 5 partners, their chances of staying in a long-term marriage go way down because they break their oxytocin receptors. All right. And they'll sit there looking in the face. "Well, it doesn't matter. Men do it." But you know what? We're now in the third generation of men getting burned by these bitches. So keep that in the back of your mind. All right. Next one.
Yep. All righty. The next one. Let's see. Phone fanatics. She's always on her phone rather than being present with you. It's annoying. Yes, it is. And will get old quickly. Yes, it does.
It's disrespectful.
And is infuriating when trying to have a conversation with her. Yep.
It is. It is. Now, if you're on your game and you want to bring this woman into your frame, you need to shut that down. All right. If you're talking to her and she's always like, she's not the woman for you. All right. Because if she really was into you, if she loved you or whatever, this really wouldn't be a big thing. All right. But if this dominates her life, there's no place in her mind for you. Just keep that in the back of your mind right there. Next one.
All righty. And the next one, fakes. Women who have hair extensions, false eyelashes, lip injections, and plump everything up, super obsessed with fakeness short term. It won't look good long term.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what they're trying to tell you here is beware the women with the 5-star bump and grind shop in their house. All right, you know, the ones that have the Spanx and the compression crap and the tits on a platter, enough makeup to hide a 3rd-degree burn victim. All right. And then they have the gall to look you in the face and go, "I want a real man." Despite the fact the minute you pop the top on that muffin, you're going to be reading the devil's braille, and it's going to be telling you to get the hell out. Yeah.
Run away. Number eight, hypercritical. These women are always picking everyone apart, including her own friends, her own family, and even your friends. But they never point the finger at themselves.
All right. Now, that is just code speak for women being frenemies. They have the frenemy mindset. They're nice to your face, but they gossip and talk shit behind your back. They disrespect you when you're not around. This is SOP for the modern Western woman. And you need to know this, gentlemen, because I am trying to save your life down the road. Next one.
All right. Cheaters. Everyone loves a cheater. If you find out she's been a cheater, get away.
That's right.
Run away fast. If you don't, you're an idiot.
Correct.
Pick up the curb.
Well, listen. All right. Now, in my ventures out there in the wild, I was very hypersensitive to the cheating thing. And if I caught wind of any woman I was dating cheating on another dude in the past, it was pretty much she got moved down to, you know, the second string. She got benched. You know, I would not take her serious after that. And that goes for divorced women. Because if they can do that to one guy, they can do it to you. All right. That's why you, in my opinion, do not date on a permanent basis or marry a divorcee for any reason. Okay. Now, widows are an exception. But the way it works, you know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And once these women file for divorce and they see just how easy it is to destroy this dude's life, they're going to keep that in the back of their mind. And they'll tell you, well, you know, I didn't really want to do it, you know, but I had to. She'll do it to you. Be warned. Next.
Next. Let's see. We got energy vampires. Mm. They suck the life out of everything and are clingy and suffocating and don't want you to do anything. They're always up your ass, not in the fun way, trying to control you.
All right. Now, I did a whole comedy video on this called Testiculous Redonkulitis back like 4 or 5 years back. And it is exceedingly common for these toxic women to latch onto a dude and one by one alienate all that dude's friends and then his family. And literally, they cut off all ties. And they basically don't want his friends or family to inform him that she's a raging narcissistic bitch. All right. It is devastating. And you guys need to know this. If you're talking to a woman and you're going out with her and she says, well, I'm really uncomfortable around your friends. That's a hint right there. She's setting you up for the whole burrito of isolation. All right, listen, you can be isolated and single and be a lot happier than being isolated by a manipulative, bipolar, crazy biatcha. Just saying. Next one.
Good times. See, party girls. She's the life of the party and always posting pictures of her and her super hot friends. Going out partying will not end, and she's not worth your time.
Yes, I've known many party girls. And you know what they're doing now? They are absolute goddamn hags flying around on their brooms. Because guess what? They were always in the bar from Wednesday to Saturday night. Because there's, you know, here in Detroit, there used to be ladies' nights almost every night, you know, 5 days a week. And these women would hang out there, get drunk, get picked up, use hard drugs, you name it. And they're not taking care of themselves because they're out till 2-3 in the morning getting poked and smoked. They're going through 2 packs of cigarettes a day. They're hanging out at the tanning booth. They're drinking like a fish. Guess what? They go from zero to hag in probably about 10 to 12 years. So by the time they're 30, they look like they're 60. That's what happens to party girls. Is that the end of it?
At least the party girls have one other place to go and party at when they're all used up and done.
Stop! Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop!
You're absolutely correct. Is that the last one?
Let's see. We got two more here. All right.
What's the next one?
Narcissist. Run from her if she's super into herself. Uh-huh. She's not going to change.
Nope. They never do.
Nope. If she's too super into herself, good luck you trying to get into
Well, the main thing about narcissism that bothers me is they're so goddamn selfish. Everything is about them. Me, my, and I. All right. Like you can't have any time to yourself because, you know, you're taking time away from whatever the hell she needs you to do with her. She treats you like a slave. You can never, you can never contradict her because she'll say, are you calling me stupid? I mean, literally, I've dated a couple real narcissistic chicks. Last one was the horse chick. She was by far the worst. She was very attractive. She knew it. And, you know, she was just a raging bitchaholic. It is what it is. And that was the last actual blow of the red pill before it finally 100% sunk in.
It's always a good time when that happens.
Yeah.
All right. And last one we got here is the snoopers. If she ever snoops through your phone and you didn't give a reason, like doing something shady, get away from her. But if her female intuition was right, don't be a scumbag.
Okay, now when it comes to snooping, women who snoop usually are not loyal or respectful to you. For a long-term situation, you know, faithfulness and loyalty go a long way. One way you can test a woman who's a snooper and see if she's actually loyal is you tell her something, you know, in confidence. And see if down the road one of her friends mentions it. If that happens, this woman will roll over you in a heartbeat, put a knife in your back, has no respect for you. You have just get the hell away from it right then and there. You know, and let me know in the comments if the advice I'm giving is wrong here, because I'm the old guy. I've seen it all. I literally have seen almost all of it. All right, do we have any super chats to go through?
We got a few here.
Well, first of all, let's get an inventory and see what we're getting here on a Wednesday. See.
Current viewers right now on YouTube are 368.
All right.
Let's see. I need to open up MGTOW here. Let me do that real quick. On DLive, we've got 5.
Uh-huh.
Odyssey, we got 17, and Rumble is rocking 270.
All right, that's not bad for a first time out the gate.
Yep, let's jump over here over to Twitch here. How many are over here? Let's see, Danny. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Drinking my menagerie here.
I've got 8 over on Twitch.
All right, cool. All right. So not bad for first time out. This is a new format. We're going to do more live shows because it takes more. It takes a lot of editing pressure off of Blake because he's only one guy. Yep. He's running his own business, and he's got to pay a lot of overhead because he's married. Yeah,
looks like 75 over there on MGTOW.
Excellent. We almost got a full house over there. They only hold, 100?
I can't remember how many MGTOW holds, but I think I've seen more than that over there.
All right, what's the next one? The next article.
We can do that here real fast. Got too many buttons to push here, damn it. All right, here we go. Why women aren't really women anymore.
Here we go. You're going to love this one.
They call themselves women. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Women are no longer really women. Some of them have dicks, bro. I don't mean that they are lacking cooking, cleaning, and nurturing skills, although they should know how to do all those things, just as men should. I'm not talking about the fact that women are now holding down positions that were once out of their reach and reserved solely for their male counterparts. I believe that women should hold positions of power and authority. Women are powerful beings. However, women today no longer look like women.
No, they don't.
They got dicks, bro. They no longer talk like women. They no longer act like women. Women once upon a time had self-respect. Sure, there are many out there today that hold themselves to their own set of standards, and I respect them for that. So do I. Unfortunately, the majority of women that I have encountered in my life, especially as of late, don't respect themselves. They don't respect their bodies or their minds, and somehow still feel acceptable to demand respect from others. This, of course, goes for some men as well, but it's more frightening to see the trends that we are seeing today in women because, let's be honest, women are more important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, they're more important. Yeah. Well, I mean, for bringing life into this world, women are the only ones that can do that. Other than that, they can say they're good until a man dresses like a woman, shows up, and beats you at your own game. Wah. All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
Kill every man in the world but one, and the human race survives. Hell, kill them all, and I'm sure there's still some frozen sperm out there somewhere that will keep the human race going. The IVs don't work all the time. Kill every woman but one, and the chances of the human race surviving are slim to none.
Yep.
But that's not what's really important. What's important is that women are human beings and should be treated with respect. If they deserve it.
That's right.
Today we see women disrespected regularly. Much of the time, it is the man that is being the pig, but not always.
All right. So, yeah, this is obviously a woman or a feminist wrote this.
Let's see, who did what?
In today's day and age, women are the safest they've ever been in all of human history in the Western world. They truly.
Unless Paul Hudson decided to.
Well, he could be a male feminist.
Yeah. This was written in 2013. So.
Yeah, it's old. I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, let's see.
But the thing is, 2013 is 10 years ago. People were seeing this a decade ago, and it's only getting worse.
Yep. There are many instances in which we can see the woman not only allowing, but looking to be disrespected or violated. This may sound absurd, but I believe it to be true. These women out there are lacking so much respect for themselves that they go out of their way to seek out men that will disrespect them and treat them like shit, or situations they will either embarrass themselves or put themselves in the center of a disgusting mess. I say this because I know, or rather I once knew, such a person.
Well, yeah, listen, women are drama beasts, man. They thrive on that.
Yep. Of course, growing up, I had a taste for damaged goods. I don't know what it is about women that you know had such a tough childhood growing up, that had neglecting parents or went through stressful or frightening experiences, but they always intrigued me. This is not to say that they were fucked up in the head. If anything, I probably was. You were, bro. They were girls that matured at a younger age because their life demanded them to do so. They were girls that grew thick skin and weren't keen on letting others, especially men, into their lives. It mostly likely had to do with the great challenge that they presented. Hmm. Not only were they reluctant to open themselves up to others, they were reluctant to allow themselves to live.
Okay. First of all, women don't love a man unconditionally. They only love a man who can do something for them or has usefulness. Other than that, you can kick rocks, and they have no problem stepping over your carcass and leaving you in the dust without a second look or any regret. Men, this is female nature. You need to learn it now, and I'm telling you the absolute truth here because I'm trying to save your goddamn lives. All right, next.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm not sure how much more of this dribble I can take.
Well, we'll read a couple more, and then we'll go to the main event. Okay.
But her heart had been broken almost regularly. She was a beautiful girl and never had any difficulties finding a man. The problem was that when she gave herself up to them and fell in love with them, they would make sure to let her down and crush her spirits. Wah.
Because she's picking the wrong men. She wants to go for the alpha Chad who has options. He's going to stick around while it's F-U-N, and then he's going to R-U-N-A-W-A-Y. He's going to bail, bang, and immediately leave. I mean, that's the way it goes. And then later on in life, these women are like, I just want a nice guy. And they literally are blind to the fact that there were probably dozens of quality dudes interested in them from basically 10th grade on to like 29. And they turned them all away because they wanted the alpha Chad or whatever, whatever you want to call them. And now here they are. They're about to hit the wall. They're in their epiphany stage, and they're, you know, doing the hum of woof woofs. Well, if you want some sympathy, look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis, because you're not getting any out there in the real world, because feminism has won. Men and women are the same. So now, women, you're going to get the same answer I'd give a dude. Man up, sack up, cowboy up, do your fucking job, and shut up and drive on. Wah! Next. All right, let's we're done with this dribble.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry I put you through that, Jimmy, but it is what it is.
I should have read that ahead of time, but
it's fine.
It's what it is.
All right, the next subject is, hang on. How to girl or not, whatever. All right, now, before we get started, the way this works, I had the supporters on Sunday. We came up with a very extensive list on what men look for in a woman. Basically, what they want, you know, how to girl. And I narrowed it down to 15 categories. Now, each category is worth 1 point. All right, and if you see over here, if it's six or less, she's a 304 town bicycle, a bullseye in the bar. It is what it is. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you. All right, now, if it's 7 to 9, maybe you can keep around. It's like a short-term girlfriend kind of thing. You know, don't live with them. But, you know, it is what it is. Now, 10 to 13, I know lots of guys who, you know, have fairly decent women who rate somewhere in the 10 to 13 range, and they basically string them along, because I did a whole comedy video called The String Along Method. But they're not marrying this woman. They just, you know, keep them around. They're good, but they're not good enough. There's some iffy things in there. Now, the marriage material are 14 and 15 points. Now, in today's day and age, with the Western women out there, this is virtually impossible, and it's being reflected in the marriage rates out there. 5.1 people out of 1,000 are getting married. I just feel sorry for the quadriplegic they wheel into a church to marry some Brimelo. You know, I mean, because, you know, let's face it, you know, stats and decimals are quite brutal. All right, now over here, you will see I have the walk off the lots or the wave offs, 304. Now, if you want to keep a 304 around for entertainment purposes, there's going to be a lot of risk with that, especially in today's day and age with the laws and the cops and all the white knights and baloney, you know, running around out there. They'll mess your whole life up. Next, an over gossiper. All right, you don't want somebody like that in your life. All right. They're not trustworthy. If they gossip about you, they don't respect you, meaning they're not loyal or faithful to you. You don't need that in your life. Next, feminist and any kind. All right, now, I'm working on a video on questions and hints about women that, you know, basically give them away as the backdoor chameleon feminist. Because most women out there will look you in the face and go, I am not a feminist. But you ask them some questions, and depending upon how they answer, yes, they are. They just don't know it yet. All right. Now, that sounds weird, but it's absolutely true. And a lot of these women turn on the feminist bullshit when they walk in a divorce court. And they take charge because they're now the alpha bitch. They drive off the father, make them homeless, turn them into a wage slave because they can. Stay away from feminists, gentlemen. All right. No relationship with her dad. All right. Now, listen. A woman who has a father in her life growing up, that is basically the example of the man she's going to look for when she gets of age. If she doesn't have those examples, it winds up with something called daddy issues. You're going to see all kinds of craziness, mental instability, cutting, drugs, the whole deal. All right. There's a reason why, you know, I call single mothers felony factories. All right. It's all in the statistics. Don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. Next, over potty mouth. All right. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, if you're with a woman and she gets a few beers in her and she drops a couple F-bombs or whatever, big deal, nobody cares. I'm talking about the woman who just swears like a sailor all the time. Because in my opinion, a woman like that, I rate them the same as a 304. It's not very ladylike. It's not very gentile or whatever you want to call it. The potty mouth has got to go. Next. kids from another man. All right, men, I don't care how thirsty you are. All right, you need to control your dick thinking and do not wife up a single mother. You're literally signing yourself up to be a third class citizen in that entire goddamn, you know, hierarchy. You will never come first. You're not going to come in second. At best, you're going to be third. You're going to be playing pickup for all of the love and attention, and you're going to be flipping the bill for the whole goddamn thing. It's not worth it. Finally, we have head meds and hard drugs. All right. If you're dating a woman or you're thinking of dating a woman, please walk into her bathroom. Say you have to use the John. You pull out your cell phone. You put it to camera. Open the medicine cabinet. Turn bottles. Take pictures. When you go home, pull up those pictures. Look and see what those medications are used for. If they're head meds, you're setting yourself up for a bad time in the future. Because say she has a bipolar attack, and on that particular day, she's lividly pissed, and she calls the cops, tells them a bunch of bullshit. You're getting cuffed, you're getting stuffed, and you're going to have to pay $300 to $500 an hour just to get access to your own constitutional rights. Okay, not to mention you could get PPOs, meaning you can't keep a gun. You know, they will ruin your life. It is not worth it. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you, crazy pussy is the absolute best pussy out there. There are no better backward cheater flips on your peg D than crazy slot C. But if you give it enough time, the slot C wears out, and all you're left with is goddamn crazy. You don't need that, gentlemen. Trust me. All right, now we're going to go down the list. Number one, natural beauty. Listen, I appreciate natural beauty. I adore women who do not wear a lot of makeup and they look good. All right, they don't even have to be top-notch. They just, you know, they can have average looks. All right. I cannot stand it when there's literally a millimeter of some, you know, makeup caked on their face. All right. That is, in my opinion, it's deception. All right. And right off the bat, you know, there's a little bit of disrespect there. All right. And that only grows over time. Number two, low body count. Now, there's been studies out there that the minute the woman goes over for five partners, the chances of staying in a long-term marriage go down a lot. I don't know the exact numbers. You guys can do your own research on this. But in today's day and age, Most women getting out of high school have already breached the half a dozen mark, or they literally walk across the stage for their high school diploma with a thousand cock stare. They're already ruined from the gate. So guess what? You might have to get a passport and go overseas, but never bring those women back here, because once they get feminized, they're going to weaponize the system against you and break it off right in your ass. All right, next. No excess piercings. We're talking about the nose, the belly button, a whole bunch of crap here, piercings around the mouth. Now, typically, if she has the septum piercing and a belly button piercing, those are just hangers for, air fresheners. Because more than likely, that woman's got her stank on. She's probably not not exercising the proper amount of hygiene. And it's causing a backlog of, oh dear, which you don't want. All right. Now, some women, I've no problem with women who have pierced ears. I got it. Now, some women, if they're from India or what have you, do have a belly button piercing. Not a big deal. In some situations, I might give that a pass, but most of the time, the minute I see stuff like that, I know that the body count is high and my doom is nigh. So I steer clear. Next, over tatting. Now, if she has a wizard sleeve up top, more than likely there's an inverted windsock down below, meaning that woman is got a dick stacking test platform so high that if people get pushed off that, they will flip and die. You don't need that. And any of the new guys out there who don't know about the dick stacking test, you simply do this. In your mind, you get an estimate of how many penises she's had run through her. You stack them up end over end, and in your mind, you put a platform, and then you push them off. So much as get a skinned knee, it's too many cocks. All right, you're just setting yourself up for failure. Number five, appreciative. All right, now, in all the time in the military, I know most of the dudes I know that got married got divorced. And these women were so ungrateful and unappreciative. It is disgusting. I knew guys that gave up really good postings so they can keep their wives happy. There was no appreciation. That individual broke his leg in a jump, had to get reclassed, and while he was recovering, she divorced him. Who knew? All right, you need to have that appreciation, because let's face it, the welfare state that we have now at some point is going to run out of money. And those women who stay on the welfare rolls for decades are going to starve. And there's not going to be anybody waiting in line to save them, because those bitches don't have any appreciation. And please, gentlemen, if you run across a woman who doesn't appreciate you, get her out of your life. All right. Cook, and cook well. All right, I'm a dude. Man, I can cook pretty good. I can make my own lasagna if I want, chili mac, steak, hamburgers, pot roast, you name it. I can cook it. I've done it all. I've cooked Thanksgiving dinners. I've cooked Christmas dinners. I know how the whole thing works. It's simply reading instructions and following the instructions and paying attention. That's just how easy it is. And there are many women out there who literally can't cook. And if you ask them if they can cook, they get offended. Like you want them to be your slave or something. But I think cooking well is important, especially if you're going to be locked arm in arm with a woman for the rest of your life. If she can't cook, get rid of her. All right, next, follow your lead. Okay, A woman that does not follow your lead doesn't trust you, and she doesn't respect you. If she does not trust you, you will never be able to gain her respect. If she doesn't follow along with what you have to do, and it's always a constant fight, you're walking around on eggshells, it is not worth it. Trust me. I have been through the ringer. I am 54 years old. I'll be 55 in a few months. I have seen it all. Pay attention. Okay. Submissive / respectful. Now, whenever you talk to modern women, and this is actually going to be in the questions if they're a hidden feminist, you just say, hey, if you get married, are you going to submit to your husband? The minute they like, I submit to no one. Guess what they just said? You know, they'll say, I'm not a feminist, but I submit to no one. Guess what? You're a feminist. It is what it is. There's only one leader in the relationship, and it should be the man. Period. It's worked for thousands upon thousands of years. And only in the past, you know, 40, 50 years have women like really fallen off that bandwagon. And just look how great our civilization is doing now. Case in point. All right. How to dress. All right. Now, listen, women can dress very nice and still look sexy and respectful at the same time. If your woman dresses like a 304 out in public, what is she doing is simply this. She's literally walking around out there in the world of dick shopping with a for sale sign on, because that's exactly what she's doing. She's advertising to the entire world that she's shopping for a new cock or a standby cock. That is very disrespectful to the dude. And if your woman is doing something like that, I would suggest you swap her ass out. All right. Height and weight proportional. Okay. Now, I know you guys, you know, pick on me because in my younger days, I liked my women just a little more roomy than usual. I didn't like them morbidly obese. I liked the full German, you know, we're talking 5'8 to 5'8 to 6 feet tall. About 160 to 180 pounds with a nice hourglass figure and heavy up top. Loved it because guess what? Those women knew how to cook as well, and they could cook very, very good. All right. Now, with that being said, today we have beauty at any size, despite the fact that we have women who are morbidly obese. Most women in the West are obese, if not morbidly obese. All right. Back in 1960, 70, women walked around in the 120s. All right. Now, if a woman's walking around 240, that's the equivalent of a 120-pound woman walking around on a planet with two times the gravity. It's very uncomfortable. And some of them go to 360. 460, literally by the time they get into the five bills, you know, their body is under the equivalent force of 4.5 times the force of gravity that we have going on. And it is 100% self-inflicted, mainly because they're lazy and they have no willpower, meaning they allow the double-fisted Tourette's of the elbow to literally feed them to death. And then they'll shame you for it when you're like, nah, you're too big for me. Oh, God, you're a misogynist because you have standards. Okay. How many morbidly obese, slathering fat boys do you see on the cover of GQ? None. There we go. All right. 11, not bad with money. All right. Now, on several occasions when I was dating, some of these women, I hired a private investigator and I got a copy of their credit report. And, two of these women, I mean, they were nice. They were, you know, they seemed like they were all there, but it was nothing but an illusion. I mean, one had, you know, I don't know, 20, almost somewhere in the 20s in student loan debt, 10 or 12,000 in credit card debt. She had a car repossessed and a foreclosure on her credit. Her credit score was like 515. I am not going to ride to the rescue and pay that shit off. No man should do that. Why? Because feminism has won. Men and women are equal. Give them the speech, cowboy up and shut up and be about your business. All right. This is important, especially if you're going to keep this woman around on a permanent, semi-permanent basis and you're going to have a little trust in her. You got to be able to trust the fact that she's not going to get stupid with your cash. All right. I've talked to many guys who deployed and gave their exes, you know, full power of attorney, came back to the tumbleweed treatment, meaning everything was gone in their house. The house was mortgaged up to 125%. They had to file a bankruptcy. It screwed with their secret clearance. And luckily, I was an S2 at the time, and I handled all of the secret clearance shit. I had to write all kinds of letters of explanation to keep that guy in the service. Just a little extra paperwork. If you're a good leader to your troops, you should be willing to do that. All right, that's another video, though. Faithful and loyal. All right, now, in today's day and age, especially with women who like to monkey branch to the next best thing, this is exceedingly rare. If you guys have any methods on how to test if a woman is faithful or loyal, send it to us in an email, redonkulous12@gmail.com, and I might actually cover this, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, because we're doing the movie night this Sunday. Because this is important here. Men need to be able to come up with some questions or tests, you know, to see if a woman's faithful and loyal. Because a lot of guys out there are dick thinking and they're making life-altering decisions way too young because they don't know how to do this. Again, I'm here to save your life. All right, 12. No drugs, hard drugs, or head meds. Same thing over here. I just put this in here because, you know, it is what it is. All right, if she's not on drugs or in head meds, she gets a point. If she is, she's gone. This is basically an auto disqualifier. Next, not lazy. All right, there's a reason why our civilization is maintained by men. There's a reason why men have invented virtually everything that we use in today's modern world. We are motivated to do things, to get things done and solve problems. And it doesn't hurt for in the past, men did that because they're motivated by the next piece of poon. It's just the way it is. All right. Now, moving forward in this day and age, current year, men aren't getting married. They are not participating in the economy and they are basically doing their own thing. They're going their own way. And I don't blame them one bit. They are fully justified in walking away from the rigged game. All right, next one, nurturing. This is very important, especially if you want to have children with this woman at some point. The only reason I could possibly give a dude in current year to get married is because he wants to have kids. All right. If you have kids with a woman who is a narcissist, she's not nurturing, you are setting your children up for a lot of ass pain later in life. Because guess what? The younger they're exposed to that narcissistic, selfish behavior, the more it rubs off on them and they will carry that forward. And a lot of those people wind up absolutely miserable when they get to 40 to 80 is a long goddamn time. All right, next, 15, want kids. Now, I'm not talking about the woman who's 38 who wants kids. All right, she's just desperate. She wants that Hail Mary, you know, pass to catch, you know, the 7 points, the last 5 seconds of the game, and they win. more than likely that is not going to happen. Gentlemen, if you want to have kids, you got to link onto these women in their mid-20s. That's when they are biologically primed and ready to execute that critical task to keep our civilization moving forward. All right. If she doesn't want to have kids, if you're an older individual and you're cool with that, fine. But, you know, a lot of dudes, if you're going to be putting up with a lot of the, you know, headache and bullshit of having a woman in your life, destroying your peace and tranquility, at least you could get something out of that miserable transaction. And that should be children. If you can't have kids, there's no reason to keep her around. Not on a permanent basis. It is what it is. All right. So let me know in the comments or send me an email what you thought about how to girl, because, you know, we're really at a sad state when an old infantry grunt has to give a lecture to, you know, basically two women, what they need to do to stay in the game. You know, and any woman who's like, I was going through a whore phase, is not wife material. I can't tell you how many times I counseled soldiers out there about going out on the town, shaking the whore tree and expecting a wife to fall out. It just doesn't happen. You know, maybe it happens once in a while, but hey, people win the redneck lottery. You know, the redneck retirement plan, which I call lotto or what have you. And it's just enough to give people false hope to keep dumping money into the whole system. Anyway, back to Jim. So what you think?
I would have to say very, very well thought out, Pop. But an old infantry grunt telling women how to girl, you know how well that's going to go over? About like that.
You are absolutely correct. All I have is five words in a comma. So what, comma? I don't care. Wah.
There you go.
Do we have any more super chats to roll through?
Yeah, we got some super chats here. I'm going to go to Rumble here first, just because that one's been a pain in my ass. Let's see. We'll start. Digital Dew's got one for $3. He says, evening. I was with two chicks at 18. One of them got jealous and stuck a small, thank goodness, spray container with lid in my out hole when I nutted in her friend. Had to go to the hospital. Part two coming soon.
Dude, write that entire story and send it to us. We'll keep her name out of it. But, you know,
that's, come on. That'd be an interesting one there.
That's comedy gold right there. I'm sure you had some explaining to do when you got to the ER.
I slipped and fell.
It's one in a million. Right.
See, Broken Pine 284, he says, in 25 years and working in oil and gas, I have yet to see any woman working on a service rig floor or drilling rig floor. But they're totally equal.
Right. Yeah, sure they are. Yeah.
All right, looks like those were the only two there on Rumble here.
I'll keep all right.
Scrolled up just in case. Jump over here to Odyssey here. Blankets, you boom bastard, man. That's funny stuff, man. He's got some good stuff here. Of course, Joy Reid, the woman that has no joy in her life. Breaking news, evil white supremacist country song hits number one on Billboard.
So what?
So what?
And I listened to that song. It is not. It has nothing to do with lynching or any of that bullshit.
Nope. They're just out there fucking trans. Oh, my God. We am going to kiss my ass. Yeah. Let's see. Yep. Here he goes again with another one. It says, there's your proof. Top Billboard 100. Last week it was 2 peak. So good on Jason and on that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yep. And got another one here from Blankets. He says, guys, do you think Jason will be a one-hit wonder? hopefully he will have other popular songs.
Well, he's been doing music for
he's
been around for like 18 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been around for a while now. For a while. I think I did see some boobies pop up in the chat there, so I'm just gonna hide it real quick and just double check here. But it looks like we're good. Let's see.
All right.
Schmuck with $25. He says somebody needs to publish the STD scare photo from the military training videos. Oh my videos.
God, that would be awesome.
The mushroom growing pussy comes to mind.
Yes. Listen, they showed us that when I went through the Indoc Center at Fort Benning. Holy smoking Joe Frazier, was that scary.
Oh, God. It's a good thing I already ate and my food's already digested. There.
It is savage, man.
Let's see. Caleb on, he says, be careful around a girl who has dishwasher safe body boyfriends. She might want to use it on you. Worse is if she has plugs. I think Digital Dude took a he got that message loud and clear.
All right, yeah, and also everyone that's watching, you know, Billy Von Baum is going to have his podcast going at 10 o'clock.
Yep, he will be he's going to be starting up here pretty soon. I will be sharing the link to Billy's stream over there, so go check it out. He's actually got a quite an experiment lined up here. It's called the Sexy Saunders Project.
Yeah, and also let us know in the comments or email if you appreciate this format. I really enjoy doing the comedy lectures because I literally used to give briefings in the military, and I used to talk the exact same way. And there was quite a few times the room would be packed because people wanted to hear Pop's briefing because it was so goddamn hilarious.
Seems to be pretty popular tonight. All right, let's see. Chief Kickabitch of the Slapaho Nation. How many points do you assign to a woman who not only doesn't chase your friends away, but whose loyalty to them is exceeded by only her loyalty to you?
Well, you just go down the list. You know, she's natural beauty, one. Low body count, two. You know, it is what it is. And you just add it up, and then there you go. 14, 15 is marriage material. 12 to 13 is long-term only. Anything below that, you know, don't let them into the inner sanctum.
There you go. Chief Kick Bitch also comes up another one. Says, I would ask any woman who excused her behavior, saying she was just in a phase wherein Erickson's Piglets or Kohlberg's developmental models, the whore phase fits in.
Yeah, the whore. Whenever I hear the whole phase, all I hear is I wanted to be irresponsible and do stupid shit. That's all you got to say. All right. Got it. Yep. You know, and you could do that. You really can, but you got to understand, you know, actions have consequences. You know, there's a thing called karma and comeuppings. And these things really do exist. I've seen it happen in the real world many, many times. So, you know, if you know, just hey, watch your shit. Don't do stupid stuff, and you'll be all right.
And we also
got to run and find out.
Karma's a bitch, and you don't want any of that comeuppance to go up your fourth point of contact.
No, you don't. You do not need that aggravation, Sam. I am.
It's bad times, man. Caleb on, he says, have fun playing with Legend of Loading, the nickname I have for Legend of Dragoon. I played it when it first came out. So did I. It came out on a PlayStation and had four discs, and every chapter you went through, you had to put in the disc, and then sometimes it would take 20 seconds, sometimes it would take 20 minutes for the disc to load.
Yeah, I remember playing the old version of Baldur's Gate 1 and 2. I loved those games.
Yep. Chief Kickabitch of the Slapaho Nation comes again, says, how many points do you award a woman who sews?
Well, I don't know. I didn't put that on the list because, you know, today's day and age is not really a critical skill, in my opinion. I would probably just lump that in with cooking. You know, I mean,
homemaking skills.
I mean, ever since I went in the Army, I sewed up my own holes in my socks. I sewed on my own patches. You know, I sewed up, you know, things that break. Hell, I even sewed up my own flesh. It's not hard to learn. It just is what it is.
Yep. Let's see. All right. We got Dr. Dick Von Dunging. God damn it, Jackal. Bastard. Says, well, BS report not even started. Down $204 and bootylicious goth cuntosaurus Rex expelled from my house. Lose, lose, win. Oh, well, I'm working on it. Yes, I called her bootylicious. Don't judge me. She's a living defect and the inspiration for birth control or gas chambers. Whatever.
Oh, my God. Winning.
It's brutal, man.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Nothing over on MGTOW that I see, but we got some YouTube chats here. Jackson Whittier with $10. He says, if you're concerned about train derailment happening in your town, look into petitioning to have the city government impose a slow order. This means the trains could only go 10 miles per hour through your town. It sounds like a good idea at the time, but where I'm at, they have a new rules or whatever that trains must be double hooked. Uh-huh. So if you get stuck behind a double hooked train that's fully loaded with coal, it takes that train about 25 minutes to go by.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And they're going, I can't remember how fast they're able to go through town, but it sucks, man. It's
typically 35 or less.
Yep. And when one of those main crossings is on one of the main streets and I have to drive down that street to get to my apartment, it's bad. Pain in the ass. But it is a good idea. Shark Dentures with $2. He says, women demand respect. Men command respect.
Yep.
Shaggy Sunshine, $2. He says, hey, guys, have a few bucks. Cheers.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Evil Zombie Toe, $4.99. No guy has ever said, she's a 7, but with fake longer lashes, she'd be a solid 10. No.
Yeah, you're right.
Lieutenant Gunslinger with $9.99 says, yeah, Popsicle, today's donation goes to support retired traffic controllers in yellow shirts. Make it shine one more time.
Listen, I wear my shirts usually 2 days. Today is the second day. I'm just going to get rotated out.
As long as you're not sweating like a fat pig, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. See, Dung is fun with $2. He says, recently divorced women put out the most.
Yes, because they're desperate for a replacement.
Yep. Let's see. Crusader Nate, this one you might have to write down, Pop. RGTOW. Riggers going their own way.
RGTOW.
I like that. Lieutenant Gunslinger again. He says, to be the best senior, to the best senior grunt. Sir, yes, sir. So, yeah,
listen, man, like I said, I'm tired of burying you guys, man.
Well, yeah, let's get those numbers up, man. Florida Henry with $5. He says, 3-year army grunt and then fireman. After what I saw, I never got married.
Yep.
Good to know.
You will get a savage beatdown, man.
Yep. We got a last one here on YouTube. Digi Nomad, $2 Canadian, says, Pop, if you wanted a family, would you passport bro?
At my age, no, I wouldn't. If I was in my 30s, I would seriously consider it. I really would.
Alrighty,
that or at works. Least get a surrogate and bring just the kid back.
Yep. Alrighty, that looks like that's the end of the super chat. So,
all right,
just for everybody out there, like we said, Billy Von Baum is doing his own show tonight. He should be live here right now.
Now? I thought he was going live at 10.
He said 9. He's 9? On Eastern time. Yep. So,
all right. So we'll jump out to that after party for about 20 minutes and then that'll be that.
I'm posting the link to Billy's stream in the chats right now. Good. So if you guys want to hang out there or hang out with us for a few more minutes, we'll do that. But let's see. Just double checking. Like two more from Rumble here. Corvette with $10. She says, have a good evening. Like the new format. Keep saving those lives and handing out words of advice to the young ones.
That's what I'm doing, bro.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, but listen, I need your guys' help to help break through the algorithm. You need to share the channel and the videos as far and as wide as possible. Pay it forward.
Do it. See, got last one here. Anonymous. It's a weird name. I like it. It says, greeting from Hope, British Columbia, home of Rambo First Blood. Thanks for all the red pill wisdom. Raised by a single mom and betrayed by a couple of past loves. You helped me undo a lot of indoctrination.
Yep. Listen, that's really tough. Same thing happened to me, man. Raised by a single mother, full of that fucking bullshit that what women want, be nice, you gotta be gentle, giant. Yeah. Listen, it's all just a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit. Alrighty, gents. The link to Billy's stream is in the chat. So if you guys would like to jump on in here with Pabster and myself here, let me get the link to the StreamYard in. Be posting those into the chats as we speak right now. Hope to see some of you guys come in, hang out, bullshit for a little bit, then go over and be sure to check out Billy's stream. There we go. All right. Forgot to put in for Twitch. There we go. All righty. That is everything. So, can't forget MGTOW. Hang on. That's nice. sorry about that. I had to. MGTOW.TV is the best chat on the internet, gentlemen.
It is.
Highly suggest it. Highly suggest it.
Unfortunately, alrighty. They always seem to, for the past 2 weeks, they have interruptions, so it's a problem. But
yeah, one thing I have noticed just to put this out there for everybody, when MGTOW starts to buffer, just refresh the page, let it load for a little bit, go out, grab, get you a beer, whatever, come back and then let it play. Don't hit the live button or else the buffering is going to continue again. So
yeah, and Jim, I'm sending you a couple of emails who want to get to the after party, if you can send them the links.
All righty. I will keep that up there. Let's see, got a few guys jumping in here. So the links to jump in are in the chat. Let me open up the email here. Get those guys the links to jump on in here. Let's see. In that case, we'll go ahead and kill some time here. How about some Jeffrey Paul tunes?
All right, we're going to move over to the after party.
Yep, we'll go ahead and move over to the after party here, gents. So,
all right.
Hope you guys like the new format. We'll be doing it from now on. So,
all right, cut the stream. Thank you, guys.